case is taken under advisement. Code of Procedure, third case, Harris versus Marriott International. Mr. Winters.
Please, the court.
John Winters, I represent Ted Harris, the plaintiff appellant. Your Honor, today we're before you on the plaintiff's appeal of the district court's dismissal of the plaintiff's amendment complaint against Marriott, wherein we alleged a theory of apparent agency. Mr. Harris injured in a jet ski accident in the Bahamas at a Marriott property. The court, the district court, found that the conflict did exist, and the conflict being that the law of the Bahamas does not allow for an apparent agency recovery, while Illinois law does. The court properly looked to the choice of law analysis, which is the most significant relationship test. And there are basically four factors. But before doing so, we have to look at the most significant relationship unless Illinois has a more significant relationship with the occurrence and the parties. Now, the four...
This is really governed by our Spinozzi case. And what we said there, we don't want a situation where just because a hotel advertises all over the world and gets people from all over the world, each of those hotel guests can sue the hotel under his own national law. There are 193 countries. How is the hotel owner going to comply with 193 different tort laws?
Yeah, let me answer it this way. I believe the Spinozzi case is distinguishable from the case presently before you, and that's because we have a rather unique situation with the injury-causing conduct. Is not only in the Bahamas, it's in the state of Illinois, it's in Chicago, Illinois.
It's the same thing as it was in Spinoza. There was an advertisement, and the argument was, you know, the advertisement lured him down to this Mexican resort where he, you know, was under a body of law, tort law, that was less advantageous to plaintiffs. So,
well, I think that it's
what's so unique here about this advertising in Illinois?
Well, in the Spinozzi case, the gentleman fell through a pit. And in the Spinozzi case,
look, the fact, the difference in a jet ski accident and falling into a hole, that can't be the difference between cases, right?
I believe it is. It's because in this particular instance, when Mr. Harris was online, looking at the Marriott, their own website, the Marriott website, they made certain representations. And one of them was, first off, that they had a private beach. Second off, that they had jet skiing on property. Now,
that's the
other
way.
So there's nothing to do.
They weren't making representations about what law would apply if he fell off his jet ski.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
They weren't making representations about what body of law would apply if he fell off his jet ski, and they weren't saying that this hotel, although located in a foreign country, complies with, you know, American safety standards, no diving boards.
In the Spinozzi case, you are talking about safety standards, and that was a concern for the court that you weren't going to have, as the court has suggested, 193 or more different type of interpretations of what a safety standard is going to be. Now, in this case, we don't have that. It's just simply an apparent agency in which Mr. Harris relied upon to his detriment to the representations made.
Did you think that because Marriott was a franchisor or something of this hotel, that there were going to be special safety standards or a special body of law applicable?
Well, I agree that the expectation is that the Marriott employees are going to conduct themselves in a safe manner, absolutely.
I mean, if you travel and stay at a Holiday Inn, are you concerned whether it's owned by Holiday Inn or whether it's a franchisee?
Well, I definitely would suggest that most people go to a Holiday Inn or to a Sheraton or to a Marriott because of the name. That's what attracts them.
Yes, but because they believe that, if they're knowledgeable, they believe that to use a trademark, you have to comply with certain, you know, requirements. franchisee or what's the come close to suggesting that if any company advertises in the United States, any chain, and it has franchisees rather than owning all the properties itself, that somehow that affects choice of law. Isn't that your argument?
Not really, Your Honor, not really. The franchise agreement...
Right, you have no case if Marriott... Would you? You have no case if Marriott actually owned this Bahama hotel, right?
Well, no, I think we would still be in the same position that we are today, Your Honor.
But then it's exactly like Spinoza, because if Marriott owns that Bahama hotel, all it's doing in Illinois is advertising a Bahama hotel, a Bahamian hotel. Mm-hmm. How could that possibly make Illinois law applicable?
It's more than just that.
How would that differ from Spinoza if they owned the Bahamian hotel?
Oh, the Spinoza factual situation is completely different. The fact that Ted Karras went on site and he had those particular amenities offered it to him, and then when he went there, those amenities were there, as he believed, and then he was injured. In Spinoza, we don't have the couple coming there because... or coming there and then later on I'm injuring themselves in a menu that was offered to them. The pit that...
Well, I don't understand. When they went to Mexico, what happened to Spinoza? The electricity failed, Spinoza was drunk, and he stepped into a hole.
Yeah.
Well, clearly, when he made his reservation in Illinois, he didn't expect that the electricity would fail and he would fall into a hole.
We expected to get drunk.
So, I just don't see the difference. I just don't see the difference. When you go online, you're looking for a hotel, the ads always, you know, they advertise, have a swimming pool, they have a, you know, they have a spa, they have a golf course, they have all that. And you're suggesting that if you're injured in anything that's advertised on the internet, then, you know, Illinois law applies.
Well, I think there's an expectation by the...
Yes, I know, but look at the first... Apart from this being inconsistent with Spinoza, there is this 193 nations with different laws problem because these companies advertise all over the world. Here's someone in Bangladesh who reads this, says, you know, I love jet skiing and going to Bahamas. And by the way, if I'm injured... The Bangladesh's law is going to apply. That can't be the law.
Well, Your Honor, I would suggest to this. I think Marriott and the other corporations do have some sort of expectation that Illinois law or another law of another jurisdiction could apply in a certain situation.
Yeah, that's exactly what we rejected in Spinoza, because it isn't feasible for these international chains to comply with the tort laws of 193 different countries.
Well,
we don't even know what those laws are.
In order to look at and the holding in that case, Sean, you first have to look at all the significant relationships. In this particular case, the injury did not occur in the Bahamas. The injury occurred in international waters.
Well, that's hard to believe.
Why? I think that
jet ski 3 miles out in the ocean swell.
Well, I think that's what he did after floating for many hours of the injury.
Pardon?
He floated many hours and passed out with a severe injury. It fractured.
He passed out in the ocean and he floated out to 3 miles?
Separated from him. Yes, Your Honor.
But the accident didn't happen 3 miles out. You don't drive a jet ski 3 miles into the ocean.
Well, I would suggest if the accident occurred in waters close to the shore,
right,
then the people that rented the jet skis would have seen him. Other individuals would have seen Mr. Karras in trouble. But we don't have that here. Not at all. I think when we look at the four factors, the injury occurred and the injury causing conduct. First off, the injury occurred is neutral, and I think that's what the lower court said. The Bahamas is not a party, or no party is a resident of the Bahamas. Where the injury causing the conduct occurred, I believe it's in Illinois and it's also in the Bahamas. It starts in Illinois. Where the parties are domiciled, I think that favors Ted Karras. the fact that Ted Karras is an Illinois resident and that we have Marriott, which is a Delaware corporation but does its principal place of business in Maryland or in Washington, D.C., I think you have to look and say, well, there's a stronger interest in the state of Illinois protecting the one that's
on. So would the case have been decided differently if he'd been injured on shore rather than in the water? What you're saying?
I believe that there would be a stronger case for the defense to talk about that particular part or prong of the significant relationship test. Yes, that would be a stronger argument. Now, the relationship between the parties assembled is clearly in the state of Illinois. And I think you can look at the other cases cited by the Illinois Supreme Court in Esser and in Ingersoll. They've all found the same. In fact, in those cases, they actually did find that even though the site of the injury was in another jurisdiction, Illinois law still did apply.
Thank you, Swinders. Mr. Kennedy.
May it please the court, counsel. The question before the court is which legal system governed the conduct of the parties at the time of the occurrence, the location of the injury, as the plaintiff argues. He is attempting to push himself further and further out to sea, but what he pled in his complaint is that he was using the jet ski within the permitted area and that it was for use off the private beach encompassed by the resort. Common sense as well, as the court has pointed out, indicates that a jet ski would not reasonably be brought out to sea, and it certainly doesn't make sense that the permitted area would encompass international waters. Unusual circumstances have been alleged, although no specific facts have been used to back this up. The only cases that have been referenced in the briefs refer to unusual circumstances as those cases where parties passing through. In other words, a car accident in Kentucky where an Illinois resident is driving to Florida. In those cases, the location of injury is not absolutely controlling. But in this case, clearly the plaintiff was using the jet ski for recreational purposes to immediately return back to that beach where he had rented it. So regardless of whether he may conceivably have gone across international waters, he was still in the Bahamas for all intents and purposes. The injury causing conduct as well, the negligence alleged in the complaint, refers to the rental of the equipment, failing to warn, failing to instruct, supervise, any act of an employee allegedly directing him to this beach rental location. Again, each of these allegations occurred on the beach in the Bahamas. Incorporating use of the internet and reservation system stretches the concept of causation far beyond anything that's reasonable. And again, the facts of this case are remarkably similar to Spinozzi. The domicile factor, again, the only real connection is the plaintiff's residence and the fact that he made the reservation in Illinois. The duty of the hotel in the Bahamas to its guests should be determined by Bahamian law. And the residents of guests from every country, 50
states. Is this hotel a franchisee of World War II?
The resort was a franchisee of Marriott.
So Marriott, so does it have some kind of standard franchise contract or this all?
It does. And that was referenced in the plaintiff's
Do we know how many of Marriott's hotels are franchised rather than owned?
We don't have that figure. Hundreds worldwide.
But they own some and they franchise others?
Yeah, they have different brands. The resort's brand was one that was strictly franchised.
Oh, I see.
They do have other brands that are owned or partly owned. Again, you come down to with an individual guest, where's the relationship centered? That's the fourth factor. And what body of law the parties have expected to govern? And, of course, it's unreasonable to expect that simply because an American brand name is on a foreign hotel, that's American soil or that American law applies. Policy arguments have also been brought up. But again, Bahamian law is not repugnant. In fact, in all respects, except for the failure of Bahamian law to apply apparent agency to tort, Bahamian law is virtually identical. And therefore, there's no public policy saying that Illinois law should be...
Is Bahamian law, if you know, in this respect, same as English law?
It is the English common law, yes. Yes.
So it's English common law rule that you don't have a superior authority?
Correct, not in the tort context. So, again, unless there are additional questions, I would ask that the court affirm the district court's ruling that it's unreasonable for the Illinois courts to set safety standards in the Bahamas, and that the most significant relationship is, of course, in the Bahamas.
All right. Thank you. Just wanted your time to expire. Do you have anything to say? You have 30 seconds.
Yes. I would just refer the yards to the Esser case. That's an Illinois Supreme Court case where, in fact, an injury did occur in a Mexican villa resort where someone slipped and fell. And even though it occurred in Mexico, the Supreme Court of Illinois found that Illinois law does apply. And that's because there was a substantial interest in having an Illinois resident have protection, even though in that case there are both Illinois residents. In this case, you have an Illinois resident and you have a business, a United States corporate business that does substantial business within the state of Illinois. And I would suggest to Your Honor that not only do they have a substantial business in the state of Illinois, they utilize the courts of Illinois.
Thank you, Mr. Chief. Thanks to both counsel. The case is taken under advisement.